This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your one-minute musical radio show for July 2015. What did founding fathers George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and Patrick Henry think about music? And what musical instruments did they enjoy playing? Thomas Jefferson began studying the violin at a young age, and later the cello. He regarded music as a delightful recreation through life, and this favored passion of my soul. Jefferson played chamber music concerts as a student at the College of William and Mary at the Royal Palace of Governor Francis Fouquier's. Jefferson played on his violin or cello with harpsichordist Robert Carter, a well-known businessman, and with John Tyler on violin, who was later governor of Virginia. Thomas Jefferson said of these concerts, "I have learned more good sense, more rational and philosophical conversation than in all my life besides." Mr. Jefferson said his courtship of his future wife, Martha Skelton, began with a musical evening when she found herself singing and playing the harpsichord while being accompanied by my violin and voice. We shared a marriage filled with love and devotion. It began the evening we made music together. Patrick Henry began studying the violin at a young age and later taught himself to play the flute. Thomas Jefferson said, "His first introduction to Patrick Henry came at the home of Nathaniel Dandridge in Hanover County in 1760. Henry, no mean fiddler himself, proved a boon friend over a Christmas holiday." This was said by Thomas Jefferson. Elizabeth Henry Lyons, the great-granddaughter of Patrick Henry, said, "Towards the close of day, in the summertime, my grandfather took the breeze on the lawn around him, played for his children, to whom he was very attached, and whom he treated as companions and friends. He was very fond of music, and oftentimes the sweet notes of his flute or violin echoed in the evening air, broke the stillness of the valley." George Washington learned to play the flute at a young age. He enjoyed playing duets on his flute with his step-granddaughter at the piano and his wife Martha listening to their musical concert. Benjamin Franklin played the violin, guitar, harp, cello, viola da gamba, harpsichord, bells, and glass harmonica. In his home in Philadelphia, he designed a special room on the third floor that he called his Blue Room, for instruments and for playing concerts. He enjoyed playing duets with Sally, his daughter. She played on harpsichord, and he played on his glass harmonica. Mr. Franklin said, "I play some of the softest tunes on my harmonica, with which entertainment our people here are quite charmed and conceive the Scottish tunes to be the finest in the world, and indeed there is a number of admirers." When he was in France, he would play duets on his glass harmonica with his friend Madame Brillon on piano. She was said to be, quote, "an accomplished musician and composer." An audience member wrote, "The ear of a mortal can perceive in its plaintive tones the echoes of divine harmony." Our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, Patrick Henry, Benjamin Franklin, and George Washington, were amazing thinkers, role models, and musicians who enjoyed playing music with their family members and with their friends and political figures of the day.